Coaches, thanks for purchasing the 10 Practice Plan series. I wanted to get you started with a couple of important details for you about the plan and some ideas for to help you kind of organize and use this to best fit your program's needs. First of all, let's get some of the legal stuff out of the way. This program is a copyright to Cornerstone Coaching Academy, so I do ask that you don't share it with others who have not purchased it. That might seem kind of, you know, a lot of people just kind of, it's real easy to hit send or forward something on to someone, share the link with them, whatever, but I realize I did spend an awful lot of time going through this. I'm really, really proud of the way that this turned out, and so I do ask that if you have someone that's interested in it, please show them our sales page, which is cornerstonecoachingacademy.com/practice-plans, so they can get their copy from that. Thanks in advance for your help with that. Secondly, whenever you're putting together a practice plan, it's always important to take your individual space into consideration. So we have a very, very tight space, and so I've gotten to know our tight space, and I know where the certain aspects of it that I need to look out for safety issues are. But as you're looking through the plans and planning on how you're going to implement them in your space, please always take safety into consideration. It is first and foremost in everyone's mind. So, but again, your space might be a little bit different than mine, and there might have a few quirks and things like that I'm not aware of. So please take that into account so that everyone who uses these plans does so in a safe manner. The other thing I want to talk to you about in this quick audio clip is about the organization and how you might utilize these to best meet your program or your team's needs. A couple of ideas that I had and a couple of the other coaches who got the early release of them, the first release of them had. You might want to do some of it digitally because there are links on here to drills that you can show your players. So one option might be to just print out the practice plans themselves and then keep the resource pages handy on your phone or tablet. And then if something came up in practice where you had to show a drill or have the drill explained by me, because a lot of times there's explanations on there as well, you could click on that and show them using that. I do think that they'll take a little bit of time for people to get used to. So if you're just going to implement them straight up just as they are, I think they'll take a little bit of time for people to get used to. And so the beginning, it might be a little bit slow going. There might be some transition problems. But I think as you start to implement them at your field, at your facility with your kids, they'll get used to it. And by the end of the season, these should be running really, really smoothly. The other idea that I had from one of the coaches that I know pretty well is he's going to actually use them in a binder. And so what he's going to do is he's going to create the everyday documents up at the front of the binder in physical form, and then he's going to print out the rest of the plans and the resources. And so he's going to have a binder with the 10 practice plans in them. I think that's a great idea because you'll have it with you all the time. You can always pull up your phone or your tablet if you need to show something really quick. All the plans themselves are editable. The plans with resources are not. So I made sure that they're editable. They're Word documents so that you can get in there, because for those of you that have been coaching for, you know, a couple years or more than that, you have your own drills, you have your own games, you have your own ways that you like to go about some things. And so I made that editable so that you could go in there and substitute any of my drills for some of your drills or some of the things that make your program special and unique. Or if you find something, you know, beneficial later on through another coach, or if you see something on my site that's beneficial that's not in here, you can substitute in those things so that you can kind of make these plans your own. They can work for your team, your organization. So I did go ahead and make those editable for you. The resources, however, are not, but I don't think that you're going to really do much editing with those. So that's just some ideas I had on how you might implement and use those. Thanks again for your purchase. If you have any questions, again, if you are in a gold or platinum member, please email me, Kyle@cornerstonecoachingacademy.com.